Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Here we go again, kicking off our first week into the new year with our pals from Talk Radio News. We have the Grand Dame, Ellen Ratner, with us. And Ellen, I just need to know, what is the temperature where you are? You're in D.C.
It is 17 degrees, but apparently it's 11 degrees in New York City.
Ooh, it's cold.
Beyond.
Yeah, I understand. I feel you. So the big thing today, terrible, the Paris terrorist attack and 12 people dead. Unbelievable, especially when you think of a paper and journalists and freedom of speech and the cartoonists
well,
and all that.
Sure, and just to be clear or direct or whatever, I am on the Reporters Without Borders in the United States, even though it's a French organization based in Paris. And today we did put out something, our executive director put out something and talked about how that they expect this kind of thing might happen in Iraq or even Pakistan, but not in Paris.
Yeah, so terribly, terribly sad. And we know that one suspect at least has turned himself in, and this story is fluid, so it'll change as we move along. But we know that the president had something to say about it. Also, the Secretary of State said something about it. Obviously, one of our closest allies, France, so that's not a surprise.
Not only did the Secretary of State say something, but he obviously speaks French, and he said it in French.
Wow, yeah, I heard that. Unbelievable. Very, very sad. Have you been, you've spent some time in France, right?
Oh, quite a bit of time in France. And as I said, and I am, you know, on this, the Reporters Without Borders, or Reporters Sans Frontières, and it is a French organization, but has an American board as well. In fact, we're meeting next week with the president of the French part of, you know, of our organization. And we've been very active in trying to protect journalists. Now, some people might say if you run a cartoon magazine, it isn't journalism. But as we know, The Daily Show was a show where a lot of young people got their news. So you can't say that satire is not news.
No, absolutely not. Think of the careers, too, even of Gary Trudeau in this country.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unbelievably
exactly.
Sad.
So it's very sad for everybody involved, to say
absolutely.
The least.
Absolutely. All right, so Congress is back in session, bouncing back, you know, to the U.S., and John Boehner, four more votes, and it would have been round two for him. This is kind of a blow for him, isn't it?
Well, I think it's definitely a blow for him. I mean, he had 25 people in his caucus vote against him. I think
wow.
He had two in hers. And that really is not good. What it means, he got 214 votes. Now, if in fact the Staten Island congressman had been there, it may have been 215, probably would have, and it depends who Staten Island gets this next round after their congressman resigned. But still, that means that in order to get those 218 votes in order to pass legislation, he's got to do work. It's not a lot of work. He's got two people he's got to bring on board, but it's still work. It was not exactly the cakewalk that he would have wanted.
Yeah. So as that battle rages on, what's going to happen in the Congress, what it's going to look like and all that other sort of stuff, the president is on his own little junket, and he was at Ford, and apparently he was drooling over a Mustang, but he had a few things to say as well. What was he talking about?
He was drooling over a Mustang, and he was saying that they call his cards the Beast or whatever, and that that they can't, you know, that he can't drive a Mustang at this point. And then he told a really interesting story about a former veteran who came back, couldn't find a job, was homeless. His grandfather had worked at Ford. He finally was able to get a job at Ford doing the same kind of work that his grandfather did. He talked about how that the auto industry, because they were saved, had created a 500,000 jobs. Since the market went down, you know, back in 08, and that this has really revived the American economy. He was very, very clear about that.
All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, of course, the big news is what happened in Paris, the shock of it all. There aren't great words to describe this. There are a lot of people that feel as though the Muslims in the middle need to react, and why don't they react to the attack? And what does this mean to the United States? Does this put up more red flags and more of a concern about what's happening in the world? And the answer to that is I think we pretty darn well know the kind of crazy, chaotic nonsense that is happening when you hear Allah Akbar and people being blown away for no apparent reason other than touching off the third rail to anger a radicalized Muslim. And this was over cartoons. How do people die over satirical cartoons? It makes no bloody sense to me. I don't think it makes much sense to anybody else who's listening to me either. You can, of course, throw in on this conversation about where are we headed where terrorism is concerned, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And, you know, it's the thing is at this point, we know there is a new evil, ugly face of terror, and what it is no holds barred. There is nothing that is sacred. There are no sacred cows, nothing's sacrosanct, nothing, absolutely nothing, which means anybody, in a sense, is fair game in this elusive war, but we know this, right? Sadly, at this magazine, Charlie Hebdo, they knew that they were targeted. They knew that they were treading on a thin line when it came to radicalized Islamic jihadist Muslim types because of what they would often satirically rip into as far as the Prophet Muhammad, but that wasn't what the magazine was about. All religions and everything was pretty much fair game. So the editor knew that and had had protection since 2011. Only this time they were able to get through, knew where they wanted to go, knew what time an editorial meeting, I think, was happening, because they called names out and went around the table and shot them and blew them away, hitting each one in the head and taking out the guards that were there at the magazine in the first place because there had been a firebombing there. So they were so-called protected by the elite police in France. So what does that show you? As I said, this magazine had a history of sparking or fanning the flames with Muslims, but especially anybody who was radicalized. This French newspaper, that's the deal. That's what it was known for. Like I said, not just targeting the Prophet Muhammad. Really, anything was fair game. But one of the things that happened was the fact that the magazine published more Muhammad drawings in the middle of this over the anti-Muslim film and the cartoons that depicted Muhammad naked and in pornographic poses and all that kind of stuff. They started to have problems knowing they were being targeted, knowing that, absolutely, they have touched an incredible nerve. And it publishes investigative journalism, takes aim at the so-called high and mighty in France. So, as I said, it wasn't just about the Prophet Muhammad or Muslims. Really, anything was fair game. Now, 12 people are dead. Stéphane Chabanet, among the 12 journalists killed. Wow, unbelievable. More on that on the flip side. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
People actually rallying in the streets. Just 12 people dead, as I said. Unbelievable. Is this a very scary and dangerous moment for Europe? Yes, indeed it is. And, you know, it's interesting. There were reports that before this attack unfolded, where you have three guys fly out of the car, they end up taking out the elite police, a few that were guarding this newspaper. They get inside the place, and then there's a woman coming down the hallway with a small girl, a child with her, and they force her at gunpoint to punch in the numbers to let them into the office. They get in the office, boom, they know where the room is, they shout the name of every person, and summarily execute them, hitting them in the head. Close your eyes, imagine a world where you live and that happens. And this is the United States of America. You're at work. We know there's been workplace shootings. Can you imagine an execution-style hit like this? It is unfathomable. That's what it is. And I'll tell you, they ought to string these guys up. There is just nothing you could do that can equally weigh. I'm sorry, I'm an eye for an eye person and a tooth for a tooth. There is nothing you can do that can equally possibly hit them, meaning the three involved in this the way it will hit these families and the way it's hit the people of France. The way it's hit the people of France. These were cartoons. I'm going to say it again. Are you kidding me? Satire, cartoons. Learn about it. Ridiculous. They knew that this was a problem, meaning the editor, everybody who worked there, they knew that they were targeted. Absolutely. But this is a war on the freedom of speech. And this is an act, as François Hollande called it, of exceptional barbaric behavior. Of course. So their terror alert in France is through the roof. But what does that mean? They beef up security. They've got 800 soldiers guarding media offices, any churches guarded, anything that they consider to be sensitive. And the fear already had been running very high in France and also in Europe, because remember there was warnings about jihadist-trained attacks that would happen, that would be staged. So the 18-year-old involved in this turned himself in. And the French brothers, Syed and Sherfif Karachi, in their 30s, they're saying they're armed and dangerous. They've got bulletins out all over the place. And they're looking to hunt them down. Of course, they're looking to hunt them down. They were linked to Yemeni terrorists, to a network there, which, as you know, we've had Jeff Atticott on many times, well before we were talking about Yemen. And he said that is the hornet's nest. Imagine shouting, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, when they are firing. When they are firing and calling out the names of specific people. Wow. And here the artist that found herself in that situation had no choice with her young daughter. They were threatened by them, but she punched in the security card to the offices. And you know, I said to several people today, what if you're in that situation? You're with your young child. You're walking down to the office. You're just right there. And then three guys with masks shove guns in your faces. You have your little girl with you. And they say, you know, we blow you up. We blow your heads off. Or you put the codes in. And then you got to put the codes in knowing you can't help anyone. That you know that they're all gone. Or they're threatened or whatever. Wow. Unbelievable. And even, too, as somebody was running out, one of them screamed out, hey, we avenged the Prophet Muhammad. We killed Charlie Hebdo. That's what one of the men shouted in French. There was lots of video that was shot in and around that building while that was going on. Wow. I mean, all these cartoonists, all these different people that were part of this, an economist, a guy who was really well known in France, who was heard regularly on French radio and in the newspaper, Bernard Matris, he was killed. It's shocking to the area, but I guess I shouldn't keep saying the word shocking. I mean, this is the world we live in now at this point. This is it. And, of course, our president offered to help pursue the gunmen, saying they attacked the freedom of expression. And what are we going to do? This is our oldest ally. You offer prayers. You say it's a terrible day, as does the British Prime Minister, David Cameron. And, of course, we're united with them. And, of course, any world leader is going to say that. But in the end, what do you do about this? How do you fight back? And if you're in the 140-character world, then you've seen the hashtag Je suis Charlie. It's people expressing support for what happened, for journalistic freedom, which really collapsed when this happened right before lunch, French time. You want to throw in your 2-855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We'll seg into a couple of other areas, too, as well. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Okay. You want to know how to solve this problem? You don't agree with me when I tell you that this is not a religion. This is a bloodthirsty cult of death. disguised as a religion, and the so-called friendly Muslims will not stand up and do anything about it themselves, because if they did, they would be targeted and wiped out, so they'll go along with the program. And the situation is this. The only way to solve this problem is to kick every damn Muslim out of your country, out of France, out of England, out of any Western nation, and ban it not as a religion, but as a bloodthirsty, murderous cult. You either believe my way or you die is their program. And by God, I'm telling you what, it's time to draw the line in the sand and say, from now on, any Muslim caught doing so-and-so will be summarily executed on the spot. As soon as we catch you, you're gone. Forget the trial. Forget any of this bull hockey. From now on, and if it happens to this country, if it happened to a relative of mine, I guarantee you there would be a whole lot of dead Muslim stuff. I would not tolerate it. I believe in vengeance. I believe in an eye for an eye, and I want more than that. I'm telling you what, we've got a bloodthirsty cult. Masquerade as a religion. It should be banned. Kick him out of the country. Every damn one. I don't care if it's Muhammad Ali or who. There you go. That's my 2 cents.
Ooh, Dan, so hard right, and we are up against it. Well, you know I don't agree with that. I agree with some of what you're saying in the sense that I think you're right about the cult mentality. There's no question about that. When you're talking about these young men, thanks, Dan, who are, and that's what they are. They're all these young guys. I mean, maybe the oldest one is 35, or this is exactly what they seek. People that they can manipulate, meaning the money guys, the people who want the adoration, the people who are fueling the fire in this so-called, he's right, religion that's not really a religion, because that's a bunch of nonsense. They cannot claim they're religious. It's like going through the Quran and just using it for their own purposes. But where I part company with them is, you can't do that. We live in a civilized society, and this is the problem. You can't just wipe away all the mosques, and you can't target Muslims, because then you could do that with other religions when they said things that sounded radical and stupid and something you couldn't go along with. And trust me, there would be another group where something would happen, and then what would you do? Ban them. This is the problem. The other thing that I agree with, however, that Dan said, is where are the peaceful Muslims? Where are the people that defend the religion to say, this ain't us. This is nutballs. This is names I can't even say on the radio. These are people that are nefarious beyond belief and press the borders of humanity into bounds that we don't know. These are animals. And this is not us, and that's the problem. 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Both of us were just talking about the horrific attack in Paris today, the murderous attack on the headquarters of Charlie Hebdo in Paris. I would like to say directly to the people of Paris and of all of France that each and every American stands with you today. Not just in horror or in anger or in outrage for this vicious act of violence, but we stand with you in solidarity and in commitment both to the cause of confronting extremism and in the cause which the extremists fear so much and which has always united our two countries, freedom.
Yeah, freedom was definitely challenged and struck down in Paris, France today. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You can weigh in certainly on this. There are definitely extreme edges to it, and you heard one from Dan. I agreed with a few things he said, but you cannot just push people off. I'm sorry, you're a Muslim, Muhammad Ali, leave the country. Ooh, or Dr. Oz, you have to get out of the country. Because of the reasons I said, then any time a religion didn't do something we didn't like it to do and went after people, we would be in the same boat, which is why America was established, to get away from the king and forcing religion down our throat. I agree, it's not about religion. It's about something much different than religion. It is a cult of terrorist thugs who get off on killing people in the name of God. And they're slandering God is what they're doing, really. And they're hurting other Muslims, frankly. So on that note, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, it's based in Judea, Saudi Arabia. You can imagine that. There's a hornet's nest for you. They represent about 57 Muslim-majority nations, and they've been speaking out. They say that violence and radicalism were the biggest enemies of Islam in their entire history as well, and went against all the fundamental principles and values. By the way, there was also this little dig from somebody in Al-Qaeda making a comment to the Associated Press saying that they weren't claiming responsibility for the attack. But, gee, it's inspiring. So there were people that came out and tweeted and said that they thought it was tremendous. The Islamic State group, of course, they tweeted that the attack was well-deserved revenge against France. And in the meantime, as I said, the hashtag Je suis Charlie is trending all over the place, people supporting what happened. Deadliest attack, by the way, on journalists since 2009, when 32 were killed in an ambush on a political convoy in the southern Philippines. Boy, oh boy, they're talking about a special edition of the newspaper, and they're going to say that this has ended a way of speaking because it's been exterminated. And they feel as though they have to respond, so they want to respond. Also, Mohamed Mousseau, president of the Union of French Mosques, condemned the hateful act, urged Muslims and Christians to intensify their actions, as he called it, to give more strength to the dialogue to make a united front against extremism. Salman Rushdie, who you all know had to hide after his novel, The Satanic Verses, also said that you have to stand with Charlie Hebdo. You have to do it to defend the art of satire, which has always been a force for liberty and against tyranny, dishonesty, and here's the big one, stupidity. That's what, I love satire. People who are satirists are brilliant people. It is exterminating a very important art form. Let's go to Tomas in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hello, can you hear me now?
I gotcha.
Woo, man. Now, do I have you on speakerphone? Let me see.
On your speakerphone?
Yeah, that's even better now, huh? Listen, I'm going to post a little thing called the Edmunds Tucker Act of 1887 on your Facebook, okay? And it was a law by Congress against the Mormon Church. Now, if you remember, the Mormon Church was really, in the beginning, it was the cause for some violent fighting.
Yes.
Across the United States. It got to the point where the Congress sent the United States Army after the Mormons. Shortly after that, of course, the Mormons received like a telegram, because they didn't have like email or Facebook, but they got like a little telegram from God saying, one wife, we're going to go with one wife now, okay? And after that, everything got squared away. But this act said that the Congress was going to disincorporate the LDS Church. In other words, it was going to delegitimize it and take all their, you know, their funds and all their everything.
Yep.
This was an act by Congress. There's no reason why you can't have that act against Muslim churches in the United States. You know, I mean, it's been done before. And, you know, we have to remember World War II. You know, the Nazis were in charge of Germany, but only 10% of the Germans were Nazis, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And look what happened. You know, we had a huge and we didn't, you know, our president, you know, FDR didn't stand up there and say, oh, but, you know, it's just an extremist movement in Germany, and Germans are people of peace. And he didn't go on and on and on like that. He said, let's raise some war bonds, and let's get the, you know, and when we went over there, we didn't just bomb their factories, you know. I mean, once you push the war button, you know, the off button is nowhere to be found for a while. Okay?
Oh, I agree with that. If the war button was pressed, but the problem is, who are you pressing the war button against? You know
what
I'm saying?
You have to find a country that is sponsoring terrorism.
Yes.
Okay. And we have a list of that in the State Department. You know, one, the country that's been on there longest is Syria. The second one is Iran. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now, you know, we have the Iranians helping the Iraqis. So it would be kind of difficult to attack the Iranians now because we don't want to put boots on the ground. But, you know, okay, I understand that too. Because, I mean, I've been thinking about getting a flight and taking it over there and helping the Kurds out. But then I say, wait a minute, how about the other 1.6 billion Muslims? How come they're not lining up to fight this terrible ISIS group that is supposedly dragging their holy Quran and religion through the mud? You know, there should be like, there should be human waves attacks of millions of young Muslims just swarming over ISIS. But it's not happening. And, you know, and the money could be there. But, I mean, you know, there's a lot going on. You've got the Iranians and the Saudis at each other's throat. And
right.
They're separated by the Red Sea, the Persian Gulf,
mm-hmm.
the Persian Sea, whatever the hell that thing's called.
Right, right.
So I'm just saying that this is something that could be dealt with if we had, you know, someone stand up in Congress and not be afraid of being called a racist or a bigot and just, you know, get up there and say, look, here's a list of 175 terrorist attacks against Americans by people of the Muslim faith. And we've been patient long enough, okay? We've been patient long enough, and we've tried to be nice over there and not kill civilians in Afghanistan and not kill, you know, civilians. It's time to decide if this is a war or not. You know, some people could say, you know, 12 people, well, that's not that many people, right? I mean, I can imagine some Arabs saying that right now. I mean, they could probably say, you know what, you guys kill, you know, 1,000 babies a day or 500 babies a day with abortion, right?
Right.
Don't criticize us when, you know, we kill 130 in one day once upon a time in Pakistan.
Right.
Nevertheless, it's like two people sitting down to play a game of checkers. One person has the rule where, you know, the queen can, once you get a queen or a king, you can fly across. And the other guy says, no, it's still just one hop at a time. Now, either you come to some sort of accord so you can play with that person, or you can't play, but you don't kill the other person. And
right.
These people, they would rather kill us than play checkers with any other rule except the rules of the Quran. So,
well, I think it's the rules they're twisting into the Quran. It's just like the Bible. Are you old school Bible or new school Bible? Are you Old Testament? Are you turning the other cheek? Are you an eye for an eye? So see, I do. That's why I can't condemn all Muslims, but I agree with you. There needs to be blowback, and if I'm in one of those countries, I'm screaming about it and doing everything I can. And what I really want to know, Tomas, is where are the Saudis in all of this? What about that mysterious 28 pages we can't see from the 9/11 Commission report? I want to know what the royal family knew as far as what happened to us on 9/11. Let's start tracing, like you said. Let's follow the money. Trace the tracks to the money, and if it goes all the way to the top, then bomb them.
Well, Kate, I tell you what, if I were the Saudis now, I would be supporting ISIS, because right across a little lake there are millions of Iranians and millions of Shiites in Iraq, and they hate me, you see. And that's exactly what's happening. The Saudis are supporting ISIS because, you know, that's what's going on. Anyway, thanks a lot for the opportunity, Kate.
Of course, Tomas, thank you. So Tomas, taking a hard line too. How do you look at this? The problem is terrorism is elusive. It is these young, disenfranchised guys who are being manipulated by the people who want the fame and the glory and say that they're really following the laws of the Quran, which they're not. Stay with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you
a song. A lot of reaction to what happened in Paris. That's not a surprise. Deadliest attack in more than half a century. Certainly the president of France is beyond livid and has beefed up every soldier they can possibly find to stand guard, if you will, at media offices and churches and synagogues and everything in between, transportation areas, whatever they consider soft targets, sensitive spots. There have been a lot of fears that have run through the streets in France for a while and in Europe that jihadis trained in the art of warfare of this sort would stage attacks, and the three involved in this one, the 18-year-old of the three turned himself in, were French. I mean, were from France, and obviously had been trained somewhere, and this was the goal. Apparently, it sounds as though they were trained in Yemeni. So a journalist, two police officers, a maintenance worker, and a visitor were killed. 11 people, by the way, were wounded, four of them seriously, because we're talking about the people who died. A lot of times that's not mentioned. So the attackers, when they were running, collided with another car, then carjacked another car before they disappeared right there, smack in broad daylight. There were a lot of videos taken. People flipped open their cameras or just had iPhones or whatever and shot it. So that was there, and you could hear the gunshots in the background and whatnot. The staff was in an editorial meeting, and the gunmen headed straight for the area that they knew, you know, where to go. And they were after Sharb, who was one of the main targets. And they then strolled out to the black car waiting below. Pretty calm. They looked calm in the video. They shot a wounded police officer, just executed him in the head as he was on the ground in pain. And that was it. I mean, you know, there was a witness who won't, you know, nobody's using the witness's name because he fears for his safety, and said that the attackers, from what he could see from a window, were so methodical, he thought that they were members of France's elite anti-terrorism forces, that they, the way they fired on the officer, which made no sense. They knew exactly what they had to do, where to shoot. One was watching and checked the traffic was good for them. The other one delivered the final blow. And they screamed out, "We avenge the Prophet Muhammad. We killed Charlie Hebdo." One of them were shouting that in French. You had a couple of dead cartoonists, one of them pretty well known in France, Georges Walensky, and Cab, or no, he was really known as Cabu, and he was killed. So certainly freedom of speech, and I mean, this was pure flat out satire is what this newspaper was about, and it's, you know, they because it was so methodical, I mean, obviously they knew. Since 2011, the guy was being protected, the one editor, and even the paper itself, because it had been firebombed. So they knew they were a red-hot target, and they had that protection. They had two elite guys around them, and look what happened. Which shows you there is a way to crack the code always. The people in Paris took to the streets and, you know, were saying "Je suis Charlie" and yelling things out in a positive way for the people who died. That was really the focus there. You have militant Islamic groups, I've already mentioned this, that are praising the action, and you have several Muslims of note condemning it, saying it was hateful and not at all what the Quran is about, or praising Allah, or any of that kind of thing. 855-266-5283. A lot of the focus this hour, obviously, on this horrific attack in Paris, in which, by the way, we have beefed up security in our main targets, our cities and areas that we know could possibly get hit. Phil in Missouri, hello.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Are you familiar with how Missouri's own Blackjack Persian did with the Muslim uprising in the Philippines early in the 20th century?
Yes. You think it's something similar that should happen?
I think it's about time. You know, the rules of war, so to speak, as they are being violated. You know, the only way it stops is when the attacks become as aggressive as the attackers. You know, Pershing got it stopped, and it's time something like that has to happen again.
But the problem is, what do you do when you have people, like there's some idiot Americans who decide, I'm going to be part of this, and it's the nice kid down the block who all of a sudden changes his name, and then he flies on a plane, goes elsewhere, and he's a different name, and he's got a machine gun, and he wants to kill Westerners and other people, and the people come from other parts of the world. So you know, it's not just one where you can say, this is this whole band of people right here. I mean, this is who we have to go after. This is the war. It's hard to wrap your arms around the specific targets. You know what I mean, Phil?
No, totally. But once they're caught, and there's no doubt who they are, what they've been doing, that's what needs to be done. You know, it's just ridiculous. You know, we're playing patty cake with truly the worst terrorists that you can imagine. You know, those people, those quote Americans unquote, that leave the country to go to be trained in foreign countries, revoke their passports. Don't let the morons back in.
You know, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. Once you do that, you want to go ahead and do that, you are done. You are not back in our country. Not at all. Absolutely, I agree with that. If that's what you want to do and you want to turn your back on America and then you want to try to go after Americans, forget about it. There's no way. And that's an easy thing to solve. The exactly. problem is in some of the other ports, but I think in any country, I mean, if that's what's happening, if that would be an easy thing to solve. Anybody who's doing that, you're leaving from Australia, you're leaving from England, you're leaving from wherever to go to Yemen, to go to someplace else in the Middle East, to go to Pakistan, whatever. You want to join up with ISIS, you're done. Have fun with them because you're not coming back to wherever you were originally from, your original country. Because that, of course, is the big danger. It's just, just awful. And you're right about that. We can't play patty cake. And that's part of the problem, Phil. As you know, the political correctness is overrunning us.
Exactly. You know, Patton and Pershing would have been hanged by the media. You know, Patton was hanged back when he slapped a soldier years ago.
Yeah.
You know, if today's media would have been around in Pershing's day or Patton's day, you know, we'd have lost World War One and World War Two. And
you're absolutely, you're absolutely right. You have to decide, what are you going to tolerate? I've said this before, and then I've gotten blowback for it, and I don't care. I was in New York when 9/11 happened. What are the bounds of humanity? What are you willing to say that's okay? We have to do certain things because you like riding down to the beach. You like hanging out at the University of Mizzou and watching the football games and not looking over your shoulder thinking there could be a bomb in this stadium or something like that. I mean, we as Americans, we know this. Phil, great call. We know that we don't want to live that way. Listen, I have friends in some places that I wouldn't live. And I've got a couple of friends in the Middle East. And, you know, and they love it. They love things about it, etc. But then they live with this kind of, hey, that's life. You could get hit by a car. But they don't say that when something like this happens. Then they start to wonder, maybe I need to come back to the United States. You know, and I say this all the time because it's really true. We can't help ourselves, right? When it doesn't happen to you, when it's not happening to you, you say, boy, that's terrible. Oh, boy. When it happens to you, when it happens to your family, when it happens in your backyard, all bets are off. We have to decide where is it we're going with this. I'm going to leave you with this one from Ernest Hemingway, who said, a man can be destroyed, but not defeated. Thanks for listening.
With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.